In 1969, the day after graduating from high school, Leon Noel took a job as a laborer at Clark's Trading Post. He did landscaping, swept the parking lot, and sometimes took tickets. 4 years later, in 1973, as Noel was cutting down trees near the park's railroad track, he heard the train whistle blow and had an idea.
This was just something that popped into my head, and I thought, what the heck, you know, all I can do is get fired.
He tied the dead trees to the back of his Model T snow machine.
And when the train came out of the bridge, I would come out of the woods with a load of logs. And the people would be like, wow, look at that, you know, something to see.
Then, Noel found an old whiskey bottle. And when the next train came along, he burst out of the forest, waving the bottle and shouting,
get off my property, throw those kids off. And the people were, you know, taken aback.
The Wolfman story has continued to evolve ever since.
I think in all we've had almost 30 or more Wolfmen, sometimes just for one train ride or one day or something like that.
And with the most recent Wolfman retiring after 8 years of chasing trains and frightening kids, Ann Englert, granddaughter of the park's founders, says it was time to hold an audition to find a new one.
Each contestant is going to get 5 minutes on stage, and we've set the stage with different props, just as if you were on the train and you were going through the woods.
Before the audition, the 8 potential Wolfmen gathered on stage at Gene's Playhouse for a group howl. Larry Vigas, who would go on to win the Wolfman job, said he was a little nervous about the competition.
Well, a lot of them look more like what I would cast as a wolfman than I do. They're bigger, their beards are longer.
But Vigas says he was made for the job.
My life plan when I was a boy was to grow up never wearing a tie and only wearing shorts, a t-shirt, and gym shoes.
And Vigas felt he'd bring some unusual talents to the role.
As I teach college students at Boston College in the theater department, where I teach them how to be better actors. In the wintertime, I am actually Santa Claus. I'm the real Santa Claus.
Vigas watched from the wings as the 7 other Wolfmen took the stage before him. First up, traveling storyteller Papa Joe Gabbett.
What are you doing out here? What are you laughing about? See something funny up here? You don't scare me!
2 days before he learned of the auditions, 33-year-old Wolfman hopeful Vern Gray shaved his beard.
There's so many great beards here, so, it's intimidating.
Gray rubbed his little beard.
I don't know, ever since I can remember, I was I'd love to do this job.
Wolfman Vern Gray.
What are you doing here? Coming in on this train with your technology. Take a hike!
And then, finally, it was Larry Vigas' turn.
Conductor! Take these lily-livered, pigeon-licking flatlanders back where they belong! I ain't no old goat! I'm a wolf! I was raised by wolves! We ate goats!
Vigas sang, yelled, cried, and even brought kids up on stage.
Can you cook roadkill?
No.
No!
Stinky!
All of you are stinky. I just realized you all use soap! Oh, my God! I'm allergic to soap! Soap makes me break out in hair! When I take a bath, I use sunshine and mud. Can you tell? Can you smell?
Offstage, before knowing that he'd won, Larry Vigas said harassing children as the Wolfman all summer long matched well with his merrier wintertime role.
And so this is a little compliment to that, because as Santa Claus, I have to have teeth and I have to curl my mustache. But as the Wolfman, I don't need no teeth, and I can mess up my hair as much as I want.
Scaring kids in the summer, charming them in the winter. Larry Vigas says you can't imagine a better way to live. For NHPR, I'm Sean Hurley.